We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's right. It is the Fan Morning Show, except the Fan Morning Show crew, Colin Dunlap, Jim Colony, and Matt Cole, are going to be at your house. Well, if you're the person whose house they're broadcasting from, for version 3.0 of the Porch Tour, they'll be on from 2 to 6 today, so you're stuck with us till 10 o'clock, 412-928-9370, and you can text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates, fan text line at 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I don't know about you, Joe, I actually was excited for football, preseason football yesterday, for the curiosity factor alone. What's Mason Rudolph going to look like? I wrote a column about this in the Beaver County Times. And what's James Conner going to look like? And while I thought Mason Rudolph sort of predictably had his one big hookup to his old college buddy, you'd have thought, you know,
over Avante Maddox. They might as well have just rolled the pit film from the last 2 years.
I know. It was perfect. The game itself left me thinking about other players on the team more than those two. Conner was in my consciousness and kind of because he was early in the game, but I came away from that game yesterday with good and bad thoughts about other players on the team. It was kind of unusual.
Well, forget about this, Smallsy. Out in Buffalo, Nate Peterman goes 9-for-10. He went 9-for-10 with no picks.
We can do a look around. I'll tell you, how about this? Because it's the first day of preseason, we can do a football fix proper for the preseason.
I would like that. So that very maybe a lot happened around the league, actually.
Craig, maybe even at 6:33 or 6:45, one of those two. Maybe 6:45, we can talk about everything. There were some anthem things to discuss. There was a lot. There were Nathan Peterman, of course, Tyrod Taylor, and the Cleve Brownies looking big.
Sudfeld and Callahan. Tell me, you watched the game, as did I.
Yes.
What are the first names of those two Eagles quarterbacks?
Callahan, Nate Sudfeld.
Where'd they go to college?
Nate Sudfeld went to Indiana. Joe Callahan could have gone to, Clown University, and I wouldn't know.
Wesley College.
But I did get Nate Sudfeld correct.
That was good.
I called him Nate Dudfeld, and then he immediately threw a bomb for a touchdown the next play. I'm in midseason form.
Mason Rudolph, I thought, was pretty good.
Solid.
He had a drop. What was he, 7-for-12? And that included somebody named Jones dropping the first pass to him. And I thought overall he was good. I mean, when you're out there with
quarterbacks, look good.
Yeah, well, yeah. Dobbs looked good. He had a horrible pick, but he had some good moments. But the story was Jones and Rudolph, right? Because the battle might be Jones and Dobbs for
a roster spot.
But it's Jones and Rudolph for the backup job. And Landry Jones didn't do anything to hurt himself. That was a smart play. He gave Juju a chance to catch the pass, and he has a perfect passer rating for his first game, mostly because of that. To me, Malzi, that was the biggest development, by the way, that I thought was pertinent to the actual season, was Juju making that play and then turning on the Jets a little bit, because there had been some questions like, what kind of camp is he having? This is kind of weird. What's he doing? And he's really good.
Well, I think you already put him in to some degree. He enjoys himself, right? He has fun. He seems to enjoy being a professional athlete, which is, of course, one of the cardinal sins for some people. You can't enjoy that job. It must be dead serious all the time, because that's what that person would do if they were an athlete. But in his case, he strikes me as somebody that, even if he runs a wrong route here or there, like anybody not named AB, that he's probably pretty business-oriented when it comes down to actually playing football. That's how you have 900-plus yards as a rook. And I thought that was a veteran play by both of them, a little subtle play. Like you say, well, it's all Juju. He high points the football. He knows to just go down the field, and Jones knows to chuck it. Like, that's a little thing that you only know if you've actually been in real games and kind of been in the fires a little bit.
I mean, can we honestly picture if Ben gets hit in game one in Cleveland, that a team with designs on winning a Super Bowl is going to turn to a rookie? I can't picture that happening. Now, maybe if it's a long-term injury, they go to Rudolph, but Landry Jones, if I had to bet, I would bet a lot of money is going to start the season as the backup. And you know what? I actually think he's earned that.
The only way I think that that wouldn't happen is if Rudolph over the next three games was so out of this world good, and Jones started to really flag and struggle, which seems highly unlikely. That's the only way, though. Jones just seems very polished. I mean, the best backup quarterback situation in the league is the one that, with the team that they just played, where the backup beat Tom Brady and the Patriots and won Super Bowl MVP. But as much as Landry Jones, I remember we maligned that pick because it was a very odd pick. If you value that position, having stability too deep there and feeling decent about who you're turning to, he's turned into a solid backup. Not a guy you think is going to go play seven games if he has to and go 5-2 or something, but a guy that'll fight you to 3-4, 4-3, and not let the ship completely sink. It's all you can ask.
And Rudolph, I thought, looked good. Obviously, he can make all the throws, and I'd be really curious to see him with the ones, or some of the ones anyway. You know what I mean? Later in the preseason. So I came away impressed, really, with all three quarterbacks in some ways. Rudolph, though, clearly is the most talented of the three. You could tell that just in the variety of throws, his strong arm. I thought he had a little bit of presence about him. I liked pretty much everything I saw from him except the fumble, and they wind up recovering that.
The thing about him with the ones that I would want to see, like the biggest play is the James Washington play down the field, and that's a high pointer. Again, that's what those two specialized in. And again, with Avante Maddox, it should only, you know, they should have had, Washington should have only had to get 1 foot down on that play given the persons involved with it. But I want to see him anticipate windows, you know what I mean? Throw the ball to spots.
Yeah.
That's always the thing. I mean, there are good quarterbacks in this league, great ones at times, who don't do that. Cam Newton just rifles the ball in when he sees a guy break open. I want to see Mason Rudolph throw into spots.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.